The Queen of Sheba's journey to meet King Solomon stands as one of history's most fascinating royal encounters. Unlike Hollywood's sexualized portrayals, scripture presents her as a dignified, intelligent sovereign who prized wisdom above power. Ruling what is now Yemen around 945 BC, she governed a strategic trade center producing fine fruits, mocha coffee, and valuable spices so fragrant that the intoxicating scent of the blooms could be detected by voyagers offshore. What compelled this powerful queen to undertake a dangerous 1,500-mile journey across the Arabian desert? Reports of Solomon's extraordinary wisdom had reached her distant land. Beyond seeking knowledge, she likely aimed to negotiate trade agreements with Solomon, whose new harbor threatened her spice routes. Yet her greatest asset wasn't political acumen, but a heart that desired wisdom, a restless longing for what's true, good, beautiful, and eternal. When Sheba arrived in Jerusalem, her impressive caravan created an unforgettable spectacle. Her gifts were staggering, spices like Arabian balm and myrrh, precious stones of every color, and most impressively, 4.5 tons of gold, worth about $200 million today. By displaying her bounty at the start, she demonstrated she hadn't come begging, but could cover her expenses. True boldness isn't arrogance, but comes from preparation, doing research, listening, and acquiring knowledge from trustworthy sources. Yet facts alone don't make us bold. Faith does. When we believe what we've learned because we trust the one who taught us, we can proclaim truth with all boldness and without hindrance. Despite the grand setting, Sheba and Solomon's conversation was remarkably intimate. She brought complex philosophical and theological riddles, like who neither was born nor has died? Answer, the Lord. And what land has but once seen the sun? Answer, the Red Sea bed when divided. Solomon gave Sheba his full attention as she shared all that was on her mind. True openness requires praying, "Open my eyes," like the psalmist, "Open your ears," as Jeremiah urged, and "Open wide your hearts," as Paul encouraged. While discernment matters, most tend toward closed-mindedness rather than open-heartedness. Solomon answered every question, natural, moral, political, or divine, with remarkable clarity. His wisdom came from simply asking God for it. When offered anything he wanted, Solomon requested a discerning heart to govern your people and distinguish between right and wrong. Pleased, God granted this, plus wealth and honor, so that in your lifetime you will have no equal among kings. We worship the same God who invites our questions. Solomon didn't merely answer, but made things plain to her, sharing God's wisdom without pride. No subject was too obscure, no riddle too complex. When Sheba encountered Solomon's wisdom and palace, she was completely overwhelmed. Being humbled differs from choosing humility. When knocked down, we're forced to look beyond worldly things toward the one who sits enthroned on high. Solomon's exceptional mind conceived magnificent designs. His extraordinary palace rivaled royal residences of Egypt, Persia, and Mesopotamia. His throne, wood overlaid with ivory and gold, stood 6 steps high, with carved lions symbolizing his strength. The royal banquets dazzled with elegant settings and gold goblets spanning the hall. Palace staff in sharp liveries, displaying the king's wealth and power, stood ready to serve guests at a moment's notice. Most striking was Solomon's religious devotion through his regular sacrifices. Sheba witnessed Israel's king worshiping with holy reverence and gladness, far exceeding her own religious practices. The wealthy queen was left speechless. Never had she seen so much goodness with so much greatness, leaving her utterly humbled. After witnessing Solomon's wisdom and glory, Sheba faced a choice. Following the king's teaching that an honest witness tells the truth, she courageously confessed her initial skepticism. "I did not believe these things." Rather than hiding her doubts, Sheba set aside her pride and spoke the complete truth. Admitting mistakes is painful yet necessary. Our errors humble us, though we often struggle to forgive ourselves even when God has already removed our transgressions. Pride makes us reluctant to appear vulnerable, but self-deception must go if honesty is our goal. Sheba's humble confession transformed into enthusiastic praise for both the king and his people. She called Solomon's people and staff blessed and truly happy, skillfully complimenting both ruler and subjects. Encouragement is a gift we're called to share, following God's command to encourage one another daily. Unlike flatterers who praise for personal gain, Sheba's encouragement was genuine and without pretense. This challenges us to examine our own motives when encouraging others. Everyone needs encouragement words. One genuine word can make someone's day, build confidence, or give courage. Encouragement affirms choices, helps people move forward, and shows them how God is working in their lives, becoming God's voice to others who are finding it difficult to hear Him. When Sheba declared, "Praise be to the Lord your God," she stepped from darkness into light. Though she said, "Your God," to Solomon, her praise was genuine, a true spiritual transformation through divine revelation. Jesus later affirmed her faith by commending the Queen of the South, who will rise at the judgment. Unlike the resistant Pharisees, Sheba journeyed far to find truth and embraced it wholeheartedly. In Hebrew, her declaration, "Praise be to the Lord," signified kneeling and blessing, directed at the Lord alone. This wasn't mere courtesy, but spiritual commitment. She was honoring Solomon's God because he had become her God. Such a confession could only come through the Holy Spirit's work. Sheba then honored Solomon as God's servant, recognizing that the Lord had delighted in you and placed you on the throne. She discovered that, unlike her false gods, the God of Israel loved his people with an eternal love, a love that would never let go of those who belong to him. Isaiah's prophecy speaks of Sheba's enduring impact. All from Sheba will come, bearing gold and incense and proclaiming the praise of the Lord, suggesting she shared her newfound faith with her people and planted seeds for their future redemption. Unlike Solomon, whose faith wavered in his later years, Sheba finished strong by embracing divine wisdom and sharing it with others. Living well means loving deeply, forgiving readily, and following God's commands not as burden, but as an expression of love. With Jesus in control, you can't help but end well. God's sovereignty assures us that results rest in divine hands. A good finish displays the Lord's goodness and ensures Jesus is glorified in our lives. Many aspire to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Finishing well means maintaining faith and loving like Jesus until our final breath. Sheba's legacy teaches us to pursue wisdom daily through study, questions, and praise. Her story proves that seeking divine wisdom can transform not just individuals, but entire kingdoms. Will you, like Sheba, seek wisdom beyond your borders and return forever changed?